makers, movers and shakers, inspiration from around the nation. It's the 411, we're sharing a cake. What a way to make a day. Sharing K is on the way.
What's the 411 with Sharon K, 88.1 FM WFSK?
I'm blessed to have you. Let me say hello to Nashville, all of our wonderful people. As always, we are totally glad and absolutely delighted that you found us today. Oh, yes, you did. Oh, yes, you did. It is a cloudy looking Wednesday afternoon in the city. Traffic, you know it's going to be out there. Ain't no sense in wondering. Commander Chuck will be on deck and on duty with us here in about 15 or 20 minutes. We have community news and information for you this afternoon, as well as our guests. So it's a lot to get to today, and we're just happy to have our listening audience tuned in and supporting the broadcast. Before I introduce my first person from the community with our news for today, you know, we're just a week and some days away from WFSK's 48-hour radiothon, a week and 9 days away. So we are, if I called you and asked you and you said, I'm going to do it, could y'all call me back? I know you're busy because, you know, I like to have my ships on time, run smooth. Could y'all call me back? Anyway, we have a beautiful weekend coming up with our 48-hour radiothon, and we hope you'll be listening. And come by Radiothon Central, or, you know, make your deck, your checks payable, debit cards, the whole nine, because without that event, there is no WFSK. Now, let me say hello and good afternoon to, matter of fact, community news comes from somebody I've been knowing for a long time, Valerie Odie Nellis. She is the leadership development specialist with Neighbor to Neighbor. Valerie, how you doing, girl?
I'm doing great, thank you. Sharon, how are you?
Oh, Lord, you know, busy. Ain't nothing about
busy. Busy. Everybody's busy.
You know, and that's the only way, I guess, that we can make it is, you know, keep going day by day and be busy day by day. And there's
right.
So much to do, you know, when you work at the grassroots level or community level. As you well know from all the years you've done it,
yes,
there's just so much to do and, you know, people to see and places to go. And I know that your organization that you have been working with is having a big affair.
That's right, and the Good Neighbor Day Festival.
Yeah. So I wanted to make sure that everybody in that is not in that immediate neighborhood knew all about it. So give us the details, Valerie.
Absolutely. So the Good Neighbor Day Festival is happening September 28th at Southeast Community Center. That's the old Hickory Hollow Mall for folks who've been around a long time. They've done a beautiful renovation, added a library, community center, and park, and also the Fordyce Center is out there. So we'll be out at the Southeast Community Center this coming Saturday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and we really hope everyone will come out and join us.
And it's free, right? You said free, right?
It's free, yeah. It is free of charge, but we have a lot of wonderful activities that folks can participate in. Of course, we have the fun zone for the children with the inflatables, face painting, video games, and we also have the music stage. We have a lot of great music. Nashville Music Stage is going to be happening. We're going to do a great parade, which is going to feature the new mayor. We're excited about that.
We're
going to lead us in a parade. There'll be the World Food Pavilion. You get a chance to taste the world with about 14 various dishes from around the world. And then we have our neighbor games where our neighborhood associations compete against each other for cash prizes. So we have a lot of wonderful things for people to participate in and come out and enjoy.
Mm-hmm. And this is not just for people in the Antioch area.
Oh, no.
You want other areas to come and support
y'all. This festival moves around from various neighborhoods each year. And so this year we're in Southeast. Last year we were out West Nashville. Mm-hmm. The year before we were in North Nashville. So we just move it from one area of the city to another to really highlight the wonderful things that are happening in our neighborhoods.
Well, you know what? I thought I had seen it at a different location before. Is that by design, Valerie?
Absolutely. Again, we really want to feature and highlight the neighborhoods around the city. So we move it around.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I think so.
I do, because that exposes other people to other things. That's one of the things that I want to see, if I could have that in the future, considering that we do a festival here on the campus, is more people from different areas come, across the city.
Nashville has such rich diversity. It's really wonderful to see all kinds of people come together and, again, celebrate what's happening in there. There are a lot of good things happening in neighborhoods. So often we hear about the challenging things, the crime, the difficulties, but there are a lot of wonderful things happening in neighborhoods, and I think we need to lift that up. And there are people in our neighborhoods working hard to make sure the neighborhoods are great neighborhoods to live in.
Absolutely, because it's a representation of our entire city. Because it
does, absolutely,
it does take all of us. It takes the village, and we are the village. And Valerie, I just congratulate you all on what it is that you do. Now, as the leadership development specialist, specifically, what is that you do?
So we work with neighborhood organizations and residents to help them develop their tools and things that they need to build safer and more vibrant neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot of kind of capacity building, so strategic planning, training and mentoring for neighborhood and residents.
Okay. Now, you know, I have been knowing you since time immemorial.
Don't tell. Okay. Don't tell how long.
But I'm just saying that just really does prove that the advocates, we do circle back around, you know.
Yes, absolutely.
I have not, I have worked with a lot of the grassroots and the community-based groups for decades, and I have not forgot a single one of y'all. And when I saw your name on here, I said, let me get baby on and let her talk about this thing. And I think
I
it's love.
That.
Oh, of course. Now, you all keep us posted on other events and activities that you have coming up, within the organization. Is this your main event every year?
This is our largest event every year. We also have a conference for neighborhoods, and it's a one-day conference where people come and attend workshops and hear speakers, again, to help them, equip them to be better folks in their neighborhoods in terms of implementing the things that they're trying to get accomplished in their neighborhoods.
All right. Now, let's give the who, what, when, where, why, and the time and all that.
Saturday, September 28th at Southeast Community Center and Park from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., free and open to the public. We hope to see everybody there.
At the old Hickory Hollow Mall.
Formerly, or people know it also as the Global Mall now.
Oh, okay.
So, exactly.
Valerie, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sharon. I appreciate you thinking about
course,
it. I really do.
Absolutely. And you, success on the event, okay?
Yes, I hope to see you there, too.
Well, I got y'all packing up my weekend pretty good, Nashville. So I got a Sunday's event on the hold listening, and now she's going to hear you say that. So No pressure.
No pressure.
I will certainly try.
Thanks again.
Okay, you're welcome.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, there's a plenty going on in the weekend around the city, We enjoy our warm weather while we have it because, eventually it's going to change and everything. Our good friend Lisa Spales of the LAS Therapy Network is with me. Lisa, what's up, girl?
Hello, Miss Sharon. All is good and all is fine now that I have you on the line.
Oh, you're so good. And, us advocates, we could just high-five each other through the airwaves, okay? Could we just do it, Nashville? Right. And I think that, you know, if we don't stick together for one another, then what good are we? Lisa, what is the LAS Therapy Network and Development Group first before we talk about what you have going on Sunday?
Fantastic. LAS Therapy Network and Development Group, Inc. is a nonprofit organization that presents to the public free of charge. Laughter is the best medicine, health, and arts program. So we go into the communities all over Davidson County, Middle Tennessee during April Minority Health Month, also known as Autism Awareness Month, mm-hmm. May, Better Hearing and Speech Month, September, this month, is Deaf Awareness Month, and then in December, we host a gala.
Hmm.
The good part about our program is we are holistic. We provide healthcare services and education with the arts, visual and performing, and we inform the community about free services, including those for the deaf and blind, speech path services, mm-hmm. psychological services, and family-based, not just one age group.
Mm.
We collaborate with another organization, the Cremona Strings Ensemble 2, which is a free string music education program for mm-hmm. students 4 years of age and older.
Mm.
And we partner with Parks and Recreation. We're also at Southeast Community Center on the second Saturday of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And our students are now learning to, through their theory and composition, learning to produce and record their compositions at Delgado Studios. And we're excited about that. So lots going on.
Well, you certainly know how to knit and weave things together in Nashville, girl. You got other sponsor list. I'm like, Lisa done made the rounds, girl. Look at you. I'm like, you have gone from one end of the city to the next. But that's what you have to do when you have a nonprofit. You know, you got to be a ping pong ball.
And I'll say this, too, and I appreciate Nashville's growth and development.
Mm-hmm.
It's growing kind of quickly. However, the people coming into Nashville, as well as those who are natives,
mm-hmm.
appear to work quite well when providing services.
Amen.
So we have an eclectic population
mm-hmm.
from all over the world coming to Nashville, Tennessee, and they're not just coming for country music.
Amen. So you're saying they're working, helping to work in the community?
In a collaborative effort, yes.
Well, all righty. Now, see, that's the kind, you know, I get happy behind that, you know, because I've been so, you know, I have been just saying that a lot, that we hope that they don't just come and, you know, get tax deductions from their big companies and corporations and then not drop something in. And not just all the big guys. Us mm-hmm. little guys down here are delivering services as well. And Lisa, your program certainly is proof of that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, you guys have a fun Sunday event. I see you, between you and Valerie, y'all are clogging up my weekend schedule. So clearly I'll be with y'all this weekend, okay?
You get to rest on Sunday evening.
Oh, thank you, Lord. So just in time to go to work Monday, right?
Absolutely.
You have a lovely affair coming up Sunday afternoon. Tell us about it.
It is the Cremona Strings Ensemble 2, or CSETNP, and LASNP, the Laughter is the Best Medicine, Health, and Arts Program Collaboration, Wine Tasting Fundraiser. And it's at 3365 Hobson Lane at the Manor at Long Hunter. Beautiful facility. It is I call it the Little Mansion, with the swimming pool activities. We have a comedian, a couple of rhythm bands.
Mm-hmm.
We have a young lady who sings Latin music. That's Rachel Rodriguez, and the rhythm band is Jack and the Soul Cats. And, of course, our students have to earn their keep. So they're performing, as well as their instructors and professional Cremona Strings Ensemble 2 members. It's fun. Lots of wine tasting.
Okay.
And spirits tasting, too. So come on down and enjoy.
Well, now, Lisa, people buy tickets and stuff, how does that benefit LAS?
LAS Therapy Network and the Cremona Strings Free String Music Education Program will use some of those funds
mm-hmm.
to assure that we have access and opportunities to meet the needs of the community.
Okay.
Those health care needs, those arts needs. We also we participate with the Metro Public Schools. We go into the schools,
mm-hmm.
we follow our students, We meet with our parents. I'm a family mediator, so we are able to sit down and come up with plans mm-hmm. with families so that life is a little bit easier. Mm-hmm. And the services are at no cost. Mm-hmm. And there's not an organization like ours that can provide these free services and their quality care services with confidentiality.
Absolutely. And it's been around since when?
LAS has been here since 2001, December 9th, 2001.
You are kidding.
No, it's been a while. We've been kicking for a while. And the free string music education program started in 2011 because metro schools or the school systems are creating a negative impact on classical mm-hmm. music, mm-hmm. string mm-hmm. music programs. Performing arts and visual arts are diminishing in our schools, and those are the programs that keep our students focused, mm-hmm. improves the grades, and it's not just, it's easy to research mm-hmm. the data on how students in music and performing arts and visual arts have higher grades.
Right, right.
And are more focused behaviorally in schools and in the community, and ultimately service better university students mm-hmm. and employees. And it's just wonderful what happens. But we have to start honing into what makes excellence. And we do.
Yes, you do. And, you know, I just, I went to one of your events at the community center in Antioch. Is it called Southeast Center? Is that right?
Southeast, yes, Regional Community Center.
It's a beautiful facility. I was very impressed with the young ones that you're teaching how to play. You all are teaching how to play the violins and stuff. That was really something, you know. I was like, look at them little kids. I mean, that's the discipline and skill that is part of what they're, and the professionalism that you all were instilling in them. And sitting on a stage with the grown-ups.
Yes. Yeah,
that was beautiful.
Thank you. We started ages 4.
Okay.
And our oldest right now is 68.
Wow, 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 wow. Now, if people want to buy a ticket and attend or make a donation to support the LAS Therapy Network, and, of course, they have the wine tasting this weekend at, what's the name of the park? Long Hunter Park at the beautiful...
Manor at Long Hunter, yes.
Okay. Now, what's the easiest... Okay, what's the easiest thing to do?
Google. Very easy. Google. CSETNT Wine Tasting Fundraiser. Or you may go to Brown Paper Tickets, Eventful, Evite,
okay.com,
all of those are .coms, and Local Wine Event to get your tickets. And if you don't get them online, please come anyway. We do have cash tickets at the door, and the cost for online, $90, and it's $100 at the door.
Excellent.
We need to buy those instruments and make sure our people are safe and
That's
healthy.
Right. That's right. Lisa, thank you so much, and I'll see you some because you know how you have went ahead and put it in my head. Now it's in there.
Okay. And it's poolside also, so bring your poolside clothes or just dip those toes in.
Well, anyway. All right, listen, it's good talking to you, and I'll see you soon.
Likewise. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. All right, see, two things back-to-back in Antioch. Y'all going to have a lot going on out there. So maybe you'll have a pleasant weekend. We'll have to see. I hear a helicopter. May I say hark? May I please? See, was that your cue? Hark, I hear. It used to be a long time ago. But, Chuck, you've been with me doing the afternoons. And you know, I'm subject to say anything to bring you
This is true. Even off the air. Especially off the air.
Well, I tell you how I really feel. I mean, you know.
That's why I love you.
Why beat around the bush, you know? No sense in you wondering. I'm going to let you know.
Saves a lot of time.
Yeah, definitely. Because, you know, life is short, Chuck. And I know that the lines of traffic are not. They are stretching long and wide around Nashville, Davidson County. And just from your guesstimation, can you give me a window before you give me the report of when is in the afternoon drive home? From what time to what time are the peaks of traffic in Nashville?
Actually, right now. I mean, believe it or not, it starts about right now, 4:15. I know it's 4:21 right now, but it starts around 4:15. And it depends, really. I mean, sometimes I've seen Thursdays be worse than Fridays. I mean, you've seen that, too, before as well. You just really never know. But between, let's say, 4:15 and at least all the way up to 6 o'clock, because, you know, we're a national-rated, you know, city, not like Atlanta, but it won't be long, it seems like, with all the people moving here. But that's usually, you know, especially in the downtown area. But did you know, like, 60% of the people in the downtown area don't even live in Davidson County? They live on the outskirts.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
That is. That really is. And so that means there's a lot of outbound traffic around here. Mm-hmm. Which way would be the worst in your mind from your reports that you get? 24 or 40?
Yeah, that's on the interstate. Yeah, but you know where the busiest intersection is, where there's always a wreck? And I know you've been through there a million times.
Oh, Lord.
Just like I have.
I know you're going to say
Fessler. Blue Hole Road,
Blue
right
Hole
there at
Road.
Bell Road.
Really?
It ranks number one every year for some reason.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know if the people in that area just try to fly through that traffic light and they end up, you know, hitting each other or whatever. But when I go through there, I brace for impact.
Oh, my. I mean, that is so crazy because you got the big traffic lights, you got regular lights, you have lots of lanes of traffic to turn in and out of. So nobody's looking at any of that stuff.
Maybe they're trying to get to that Olive Garden over there. I don't know.
They're driving with their eyes shut. Oh, my God. Y'all, come on now. Wake up. I thought you'd say Fessler's Lane and I-40 or something.
No. Most of it's south. And the second one, Sharon, is not too far from that. Over there around, what is that supposed to know this stuff? Hickory Hollow Parkway. Uh-huh. You know, they got all the construction going on over there right now.
Right.
Just off the interstate. But it's, what is it? It's Hickory Hollow Parkway, Mountain View Road. Hickory Hollow Parkway and Mountain View Road. That's number two. Yeah.
Well,
I saw Channel 4 do a story on it not too long ago.
Well, I guess I better put that in my notes so I can go around them.
Just watch out for those folks over there.
Can't cut through there no more. Anyway, how does it look going home, Chuck?
Thanks, Sharon. There's been a wreck at the intersection of Nolensville Pike at Brooklawn Road that just now happened there in Nippers Corner on Nolensville Pike. The fire department's arriving on the scene as we speak right now. We're looking at heavy traffic here on the South Loop, the West Loop, just trying to scramble and get out of downtown. It's always busy this time of day right here on 24 East up by Shelby, it's right by the football stadium. Trying to get north of the city, you'll find yourself in a crowd at times there on 65 North up through Madison now, passing OHB, trying to get up to Vietnam Vets. This traffic report brought to you by my buddies at Prince's Hot Chicken, South location, 5814 Nolensville Pike. That's Prince's Hot Chicken. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance. And being brought to you by Nashville General Hospital at Meharry. September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. Did you know African American men are more likely to develop and die from prostate cancer than any other population? Thanks to Astellas Pharma USA, Nashville General Hospital is pleased to offer no-cost prostate cancer screenings for men over 40. Call 615-391-4227 and make an appointment today. It could save your life. 615-341-4227. Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All right. KIT Nashville. Sharon K is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK Historic Fisk University. Happy to have you listening today. Catching the Wednesday edition, what's the 411? This month of September has flown by. And next week, next Tuesday, October 1, rolling in big time. Then we're close to saying goodbye to 2019 and hello 2020. I hope we get our vision in 2020 clear for sure. And it's always good to have a health professional on the broadcast. Many of you are in the cars and stuff on your way home, and you can concentrate on getting some fresh information today, because we're going to talk with Dr. Elred Taylor, MD. He's a speaker, MD, and specializes in several types of medicine as well as holistic. And many of you in this area believe in holistic medicine. So I wanted to definitely hear from Dr. Taylor. He is out of Atlanta, Georgia, and we are happy to have Dr. Elred Taylor with us. Hey, Dr. Taylor.
Hello, hello. How are you doing?
I am excellent, and happy to have you with us as in practicing in obstetrics and gynecology. And you've been around for a while, and I'm happy to know that you've been on deck and on duty offering information that the general public certainly is happy to receive.
Right. Yeah, well, yes. I'll tell you, I've been around for a while, but my roots are in Nashville, Tennessee. I was born and raised in Nashville, Tennessee. My dad was a Baptist minister there. And my brother-in-law went to Fisk, and I went to Vanderbilt, but I was kind of an honorary Fisk student because I hung out on that wall to check out the Fisk women on most weekends. So I'm really an honorary Fisk student.
Okay, so, alrighty then. Well, welcome home, yeah, son.
yeah, so I was surprised when I got this invitation. I'm like,
certain.
Well, this is like home, but yes. But, yeah, I'm from Nashville. I went to Vanderbilt, actually, for undergrad, and then came to Atlanta to go to Emory.
Uh-huh.
And, I practiced obstetrics and gynecology like I was taught to do for about 10 years. I actually delivered babies for about 16. But I got interested in holistic medicine when my wife started having issues that were hormonal. I mean, she had awful PMS and migraines around her menstrual cycles. And my wife is also a physician. She's actually trained in psychiatry and family practice.
Mm.
And I had patients come in saying that what I was doing for them wasn't working, and they were using natural bioidentical hormones, or they were using herbs like chaste berries or black cohosh. And it was alleviating their symptoms without side effects.
Hmm.
And so I decided to take a look at this, because actually I thought that how could they know more than I knew? I had gone to all of these schools and thought I knew everything. And one patient came in and gave me a tape about hormones and natural hormone replacement, and it really changed my entire life.
Oh.
And I started figuring out there's a lot of things that I didn't learn in medical school, because in medical school, they're teaching you how to diagnose and treat diseases. But really, most people don't have diseases. They just don't function as well as they would like, either it's from fatigue, or they can't control their weight, or they have mood swings. And those aren't really diseases like, you know, cancer or diabetes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you look into holistic or functional medicine, where we're trying to help people function as well as they can for as long as they can.
Mm-hmm.
And you do that by replacing in the body what it naturally has used in the past. So that's kind of how we look at it. And we call it holistic. We call it functional medicine. You can call it anti-aging medicine. But what I don't want to do is call it conventional medicine, because conventional medicine is centered around pharmaceuticals. And we're more centered around dietary changes, lifestyle changes, and nutraceuticals are supplements that help to supplement what the body may be lacking.
Well, and let me ask you this, Dr. Taylor. The holistic style doesn't work on everybody, does it?
No. I mean, believe me, there are times when you need a doctor. If you have a heart attack, you need to go to the doctor. If you have high blood pressure, you may need to go to the doctor. I mean, I am not anti-conventional medicine. You need those. But there's a lot of things. There's a difference between being sick and being healthy. So you can be not sick, but also be not healthy. So if you are sick, you need to go to a doctor. If you are looking to improve your health, then you need to go to more of a holistic, because we don't learn how to make people healthy in medical school. We learn how to make people not sick. And there's a big gap between just not sick and being healthy.
Well, talk about that gap, because I think some folks might actually be there and not really realize it.
Right. So let's just take cancer. It doesn't have to be a serious cancer. It could be a cancer that you recover from and live a long time from. So the goal of the cancer specialist is for there to not be any cancer left. But the therapy may have made you cancer free, but it may have wrecked your body to the point where you can't function. So in that case, you got to bring the body back to health. And you don't do that by drugs, because the body wasn't, when you were born, you were, 98% of people are healthy when they're born. It wasn't because you were taking drugs in utero. It wasn't because you were using drugs the first 15, 20 years of your life. It's because your body had the resources it needed to repair itself and maintain its health. But through stress, through living, through what we've been exposed to, we dissipate or we use up all of those resources. And you have to replace those resources either through your diet or through supplements or through, IV therapy or herbal therapy or something to help replace that. So, yeah, you're right. Most people, I have a saying that a lot of times there's a lot of frustration between doctor and patient, because you'll go to the doctor with some symptoms and they'll say that you're not sick, but then you'll also know that you're not well or you're not healthy. And both of you guys are right. The doctor is correct in saying you're not sick. And you're also correct with saying that, but I don't feel well. So that's that gap that we're talking about. And I think there's a lot of frustration, and that's why people are looking at holistic medicine or chiropractors or going to the GNC, because they have this miscommunication between the doctor and the patient. The doctor is correct that he can't find any diagnosable disease, but the patient knows that they don't feel healthy and well like they did 5, 10, 15 years ago.
Well, and I was just talking to somebody recently, and they said they kind of felt off balance. Would that be about hormones, maybe?
It could be, yeah. It very well could be. And if they're a female and they're going through that transition, then that's more than likely it. You know, somewhere between 35 and 55, women go through a whole lot of hormonal changes. And now, with that, we're talking about sex hormones. But then there's another hormone called cortisol that is a stress hormone. And when people have been under stress for a prolonged amount of time, that stress hormone can be excessively high and make it where it's hard for you to sleep and for you to be anxious. But then that hormone, which is generated by this thing called the adrenal gland, you can have something called adrenal fatigue, where cortisol is not at the level where it should be, and you wake up feeling tired, you are listless through the day, and a lot of times what's so crazy about the cortisol imbalances is that a person feels tired, but they're unable to sleep. The reason why is that cortisol mobilizes glucose or sugar so that you have energy during the day.
Mm-hmm.
It should be high in the morning and should be low at night so that you have energy when you wake up and you feel like falling asleep at
mm-hmm.
night.
Mm-hmm.
When people have been under a lot of stress, their cortisol stays the same low level all the time. So in the morning, it's not high enough, and then the evening is not low enough. So in the morning and during the day, you feel tired,
mm-hmm.
but it's not low enough for you to have a deep night's sleep. And if you don't get sleep, it's just going to make the issue worse. It makes
right.
it harder and harder for you to recover.
Right.
And there are herbal therapies for that. You can. Most people have heard of ginseng
mm-hmm.
and rhodiola and things like that. Those are things to help with that cortisol curve to give you energy in the morning and to help you to sleep at night. My number one issue with a patient when they come in is that you have to get them to be able to sleep. If they can't sleep,
right.
they're never going to recover from
right.
whatever imbalance that they have, because that's when your body repairs itself
yeah.
and it fights off cancer cells. It normalizes
mm-hmm.
your blood sugar.
Mm-hmm.
It normalizes hormones. It does all of that when you're asleep, and taking sleeping pills doesn't provide you with that same type of sleep. And there's so many people today who have sleep issues.
Yeah, yeah. Well, is would this be considered as a sleep issue if you wake up, your clock, mind's clock, body clock, or whatever, wakes you up at 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning, or is that just a sign of getting older?
No, that is the number one symptom that you have a cortisol problem, that you wake up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning
mm.
and you can't fall back to sleep. Because what happens is that when you're not in that deep sleep at 2 or 3 o'clock, the slightest little noise will wake you up.
Mm-hmm.
If the heating turns on or the air conditioner turns on or someone comes in late
mm-hmm.
across the street and slams the car door. So, yeah, no, that is almost always elevated nighttime cortisol. Now, I will tell you that cortisol does increase as you get older,
mm-hmm.
but that can be corrected. And there is a substance called phosphatidylserine. It's a long name, but it helps to lower that nighttime cortisol.
Because I hear more people say that. You know, it's like the clock,
yeah.
you know, it's like they just automatically, 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock, just automatically just wake up. And
yeah.
I hear a lot of
people. Yeah, and most of the time that is after they've been through a stressful time in their life.
Mm.
Because what happens is that you need that energy at night when you're dealing with an aging parent, you know, or you're
sure.
worried that they're going to call you in the middle of the night
yes.
or whatever. And so your body clock gets reset to that.
Oh.
And then even after the stress is over, because your body clock is set like that due to the stress, it continues. And you have to do something to reset that body
mm-hmm.
clock, and that's that phosphatidylserine that I told you about.
Mm.
It's in a supplement called Serene Calm
okay.
that helps with that. Mm-hmm.
All right, let me remind the audience, my guest today, happy to have on the show, Dr. Elred Taylor. He's a well-known dynamic speaker and expert on holistic, functional, and anti-aging medicine. Also president of the American Functional Medicine Association, a national nonprofit organization which educates healthcare providers and the public on functional holistic medicine. If you have a question for Dr. Taylor, please give us a call at 615-329-8810, 615-329-8810. Are your hormones out of whack today? You have a question about holistic medicine? This is the expert. 615-329-8810. Let's take a time out and we'll be right back.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay?
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance. And being brought to you by Nashville General Hospital at Meharry. September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. Did you know African American men are more likely to develop and die from prostate cancer than any other population? Thanks to Astellas Pharma USA, Nashville General Hospital is pleased to offer no-cost prostate cancer screenings for men over 40. Call 615-391-4227 and make an appointment today. It could save your life. 615-341-4227.
Good afternoon. As we keep you updated with traffic, busy already as traffic lets out of downtown here on the South Loop, the West Loop. Our latest rag 6600 block is Charlotte Pike. Also, it's building now on 65 as you make your way south of town, down into Williamson County, Franklin, passing Franklin, down into Spring Hill. This traffic report is brought to you by Prince's Hot Chicken, 5814 Nolensville Pike. That's Prince's Hot Chicken. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
The Jazzy 88 48-hour Radiothon is just around the corner, October 4th through 6th, which kicks off our annual fun drive during the month of October. Be sure not to miss an exciting moment of the live 48-hour Radiothon. Make your tax-deductible donation by mail, over the phone, online, or in person. For more information, give us a call at 615-329-8754 or WFSKFM.org.
Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All right, to Nashville, Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK Historic Fisk University Holistic Treatments and finding out about your hormones and if you're out of balance and all the things that we go through in our lives. Dr. Elred Taylor is on with us, and we're happy to have him on the phone with us today and from his office in Atlanta. And, you know, it was all, it was just a, good to hear that he has Nashville connections, as in education, family, church, the whole nine yards. We're happy to have this connection to you, Dr. Taylor. And, you know, we want to be able to call you sometime from time to time and get the hormone update. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to the phone. Let's see. X, let's go to phone. All right. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind today? Hello?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, this is Cynthia, and I'm calling. I'm enjoying the conversation on the hormones because mine are all jacked up. I was pretty much within my weight limit until I had my son at 40. And now I just feel like a balloon, like I'm going to pop. I mean, I have lost 10 pounds here and there, but, you know, is there anything to break up whatever is happening to me so that I can, you know, get back in my clothes? Hormonal, I mean, as far as herb, like, you were talking about Serene Calm earlier, which I've already pulled that up, and I'm going to get some of that because my adrenal glands are all jacked up, too. So these hormones are something else. So I was just wondering, what do you suggest?
Well, so this is you unable to get rid of your baby weight. Is that correct?
Yeah, and this joke is 13.
Okay.
I mean, I'm still claiming this baby back because, honestly, That's what it is, because prior to having him at 40, and I'm 53 now, you know, so that's what I'm talking
so
about.
At 50, have you gone through the change? Have you gone through menopause?
I've been in the change since my mid-30s. My grandmother did the same thing.
Well, here's the deal. I would encourage you to, you could go to my website, it's taylormedicalgroup.net, and I have a video there, but here's what's going on. What happens is that you have too much estrogen and not enough of this hormone called progesterone. You hear all this information about women need estrogen, but estrogen is what's causing your weight gain. When you go through menopause, you stop making a hormone called progesterone. And progesterone doesn't cause cancer. It actually prevents the cancer-causing effects of estrogen, but it also helps you to use fat for energy. I tell my patients you cannot diet and exercise your way past a hormone problem. If you have a hormone issue, cortisol, estrogen and progesterone, you can eat like a bird and you can work out 24/7 and you won't lose a pound if you have a hormone issue. Now, the best way to diagnose a hormone issue is through saliva testing. You probably realize that your doctor doesn't check your blood for hormone levels because blood doesn't tell you anything, and that's why it's so confusing. 20 years ago, I understood that saliva testing is how you test hormones, and you can easily see the imbalance, and you can correct it. Now, you can correct it with bioidentical hormones, or you can correct it, and I would tell you, initially, if you're having that much of an issue, I would correct it with bioidentical hormones or natural hormones. Now, there are herbs like chase berries that can increase progesterone. There's black cohosh that can lower your estrogen, but you're right. If your cortisol is screwed up, then it makes it hard to balance anything if your adrenal gland. And so my wife and I have written two books. We wrote a book 20 years ago, Are Your Hormones Making You Sick?, talking about salivary testing and using bioidentical progesterone. And then about 5 years later, we realized that if you are under stress or have been under stress, if cortisol is out of balance, that throws the whole system off. And so we wrote another book called The Stress Connection, and that's where we, found out about, measuring cortisol levels and high nighttime cortisols. Mm-hmm. So those are two books we've written. You can get them from Amazon, or you can get them from our website, taylormedicalgroup.net. And the SereneCom, something you can get from our supplement company, Taylor MD Formulations. But we have plenty of information about that on our website. Uh-huh. I have a video of me speaking in Canada that really explains hormones and saliva testing. Yeah. And I've spent 15 years going around the world trying to tell people about testing hormones through saliva and using bioidentical hormones.
Cynthia, hold on, Dr. Taylor. Thank you, Cynthia, for your call. And hopefully you can try some of that. You got some of that information down, right?
I was trying to get his website, Taylor Medical.
Taylor Medical Group.net.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you for listening. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Taylor, let's go back to the phones and remind the audience, this is Dr. Elred Taylor. He is a holistic doctor as well as an expert in his area and has been in obstetrics and gynecology for many years, but we're happy to have him on today to talk about these unbalanced and these hormones, Lord, they just unbalanced. Help me, Lord. I mean, some people, you just feel like that, you know. Linda, is this you? If you have a question or comment, our number is 615-329-8810. Thank you, Linda, for holding. You have a question or comment for us today?
Yes. I heard that. Hello, Dr. Taylor. I heard speaking about adrenal fatigue and that just hit a bell in me. I've had that for almost 20 years. Mm. And so I'd like to be able to spell and write down your remedy for that.
For adrenal fatigue?
Yes. When you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and you can't sleep and you don't get enough sleep.
Right. Now, let me ask you this. How old are you?
I'm 62 now.
You said 52?
I'm 61. I'm 61.
61. Okay. And so you felt like you've had adrenal fatigue for a while, correct?
Yes, because I never seemed to be at my full energy and my full potential. I've just never felt,
right,
you know, fully, yeah, energized.
Yeah. So the two things I recommend for that, there's a supplement called, it's Adrenacare Glandular, and it's on my website, TaylorMDFormulations.com, and it has adrenal glandular extract, and it has ginseng and rhodiola. These are all adaptogens to help you better adapt to stress. So it's Adrenacare Glandular is what we use, and you take a couple of those in the morning, and it helps you in the morning. Now, as I said before, if you don't sleep, nothing's going to really help you, you know, have any energy in the morning because you're up all night. And the Serenecom is phosphatidylserine is in there. It's called Serenecom. That's also at TaylorMDFormulations.com. And Serenecom, what it does is that I told you what happens is that you reset your brain. And most of the time, if you're 61, you've been through some stress, you know, probably parents and kids and, you know, finances up and down. And what happens is you have a lot of sleepless nights because you're worrying about things, and then that becomes a permanent kind of issue. So,
right.
The phosphatidylserine, the phosphatidylserine kind of reboots your brain. It kind of resets it to the default level so that you have that normal cortisol curve where it's high in the morning and low at night. And you take the Serenecom with your evening meal, so it gives it time to lower that nighttime cortisol. And it usually helps people to sleep through the night. And the great thing about it is that if you reset that clock and you don't do anything that screws it up again, like if you don't have a major stressor come up, usually after 2 to 3 months, you don't really need to take it anymore because you've kind of reset your body clock. And, like, again, as long as you don't have another big stressful event come up, then you don't need it anymore. If you do, you just take it, you know, again for, you know, a few months and reset it and like that. So that's what you want to do, is you want your brain to set that sleep cycle for you, and so where you're not constantly on a medication. So that's something different than from a sleeping pill, because a sleeping pill, you have to, if you don't fix the root of the problem, you have to continue to take it.
Right. Do you have a holistic recommendation for a holistic doctor here in Nashville? I would really love to go to one.
I don't. You know, I've taught courses. People have come to my courses here in Atlanta to talk about what I would have to do, and I can get with the host here, and I can see if I have anyone who's taken my course that's in Nashville presently, and then maybe she can put it on her website, or
yes. She
has your number. But I'll have to look. I'll have to look at my roster to see if there's anybody in Nashville now who's been to one of my courses.
Yeah, Linda, I think. We have your number. Do we have it?
Yes, you do.
All right, yes.
And I appreciate you having this doctor on. This has been fabulous. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. And, you know, Dr. Taylor, we're going to have you back. Now,
okay.
Because I didn't even get to any of my hormone questions about myself. I'm just kidding.
we can talk later about that.
Well, a lot of stuff that I would be asking you about is stuff I know personally, and also people have shared. You know that I
right
because I know I'm not so unique that things only happen to me only, and
right.
That's what makes me a human host. Now,
right.
With the work that you do, I didn't think men had off balance hormones. I mean, they have us thinking that it's just us and all, us alone, and so.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, I'll tell you. I mean, men don't go through that timing. You know, women when they stop being reproductive. you know, being able to reproduce, that is a definite shift in hormones.
Uh-huh.
You have two definite shifts in hormones. When you're shifting into your reproductive stage, that's puberty, and, you know, teenage girls, they're all over the place when their hormones are, when they're just starting their cycles.
Uh-huh.
And then when you shift out of your reproductive stage, which is menopause, both of those transitional states are very disruptive to your hormone balance. So no doubt about it, women, they have those two distinct stages where they're really prone to have a hormone imbalance. Men don't necessarily have that, you know, distinct two stages. Yeah, guys do go into puberty. That is a distinct change, and that's probably where you're going to see a lot of, you know, moodiness in guys. But not all men transition out of their reproductive stage.
Right.
Again, stress is a big contributor to men having a testosterone imbalance, and usually low testosterone. Now, not all men have this, but there is such a thing as low testosterone that mm-hmm. can cause problems with men. Men with low testosterone have an increased risk of heart attack.
Mm.
They definitely have a decrease in their sexual desire. They increase the amount of fat that they accumulate.
Uh-huh.
So, and then they can also be very moody too. They don't take all the blame, but it's not as predictable as it is with women. You uh-huh. know, all women are going to transition out of their reproductive stage if they live long enough.
Uh-huh.
Men, it's more if they stay healthy and aren't. Succumb to too much stress,
mm-hmm.
then their hormones are pretty much going to stay even most of their lives. Mm-hmm. Most of their lives. Now, of course, as you get older, you know, things are going to decline.
Yeah.
But again, you just don't have those distinct period where women go through menopause, where
yeah.
it's pretty obvious that something is going on with the hot flashes
yeah.
and
yeah.
all the other issues that they're having.
How does holistic? Mm-hmm. How does being hormones off balance or the use of or need for holistic medicine, how does that impact or does it impact a woman that's had a hysterectomy?
Oh, yeah. See, even though a woman has had a hysterectomy and have removed their ovaries, fat tissue makes estrogen. So I hear a lot of women come in, oh, yeah, I don't make any hormones because they've taken out my uterus and my ovaries.
Mm-hmm.
But God made it where fat tissue will still make estrogen so women can still be feminized. But as you know, most of our country is overweight and has too much fat, and so it creates an imbalance. They really have too much estrogen around.
Mm-hmm.
And the ovaries are the only place where you can make a significant amount of the hormone called progesterone.
Mm-hmm.
So these women can be out of balance even though they don't have any ovaries.
Hmm. Hmm. Well, we're going to have to finish that one on the next conversation, Doc.
Yeah, okay.
You know, that impacts a lot of people.
All right.
And this has really, yeah. really been so good to have you with us today on WFSK in Nashville. And to get this information. Now, I know you mentioned several times your website and everything, but I want you to go ahead and give that information again so our audience that wasn't able to write it down or whatever can go ahead and do that.
Okay. A lot of the information about hormones and videos and posts are on Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L, group.net. So it's .net, not .com.
Okay.
TaylorMedicalGroup.net is where you will find, that's my practice website, but it has a lot of information about the things that we do and salivary testing and progesterone and estrogen. And also you can purchase my book, Are Your Hormones Making You Sick, through that website,
yeah.
and the other book, The Stress Connection. And then the other website we have is Taylor MD Formulations.
Okay.
And these are formulas that my wife and I created to help with these issues, hormone issues, stress-related issues. And that's at TaylorMDFormulations.com. So TaylorMDFormulations.com
mm-hmm.
and then TaylorMedicalGroup.net.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Taylor, so much.
And okay.
I look forward
to
continuing the conversations with you down the road, okay?
Okay, yes, call me anytime. I'll be happy. Thank you so much for inviting
me
on your program.
Absolutely. That's Dr. B. Taylor of Atlanta, a proud alum of Vanderbilt and Emory Schools of Medicine, longtime pioneer in his work, and he was really a good guest, and we're glad to have him on, and we'll be checking in with him again to get those hormones lined up and going in the right direction. Let's take our news break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.